This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like, the show is blooming, and we're continuing to plant the seeds of confidence in Atlanta businesses. So we're excited today.
We are. We're always excited.
And right on that, you know, we always search far and wide for people who are very established, very respected, for the perfect subject matter experts that we can find when we bring in a topic. And this week's topic is landscape and outdoor living and that type of thing. And you can't find anybody better than our guest today. And that's Mr. Kevin Pollan of Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation. Kevin, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
Why don't you give us a little background on yourself, short bio, and how Oasis Landscapes and our irrigation came to be. And
okay,
I'd like
sure.
to hear a little bit of your history.
My older brother and I got together 32 years ago and decided to go into the landscape business. And we brought a partner on that was very familiar with the industry and quickly learned how to do landscaping.
Right.
And
right.
Through years of study and hard work, we expanded into quite a bit of other things.
I see. And you kind of veered a little bit off the track. They're kind of marched to the beat of a different drummer, right? Compared to a lot of the family in your family, you went and did your own thing.
I did. My whole family's in dentistry, and that didn't seem too exciting to me. I'd much rather play outdoors.
Well, it obviously was a very good move because I know you're very successful and a very highly respected company, Dan. What do you think about this?
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody needs landscaping, right? Some of us try to do it ourselves, and then many people are like me who want nothing to do with it. I'm sure you are probably a green thumb, and you enjoy being outside, but a lot of people don't. And that has really changed over the last probably 30 years where a lot of people maintain their own lawn, and obviously some people still do. But just like me, I've got a crew that comes out and takes care of everything, you know, comes out about once a week. I know you offer those services. Why don't you talk about some of the things that you're doing when you're coming out to maintain the properties?
Certainly. Yes. We our crews are very well trained to know how to prune proper plants at the proper time, know when to mow and when not to mow after heavy rains. You see companies with less experience will go out and rut a yard up. And it's all about the training, really.
And what other services? I mean, are you planting flowers for you, taking care of their flowers? Are you planting them yearly? Are you? I'm sure you're cutting lawns, right? I mean, you're aerating them, right? I mean,
correct.
Is that a once
yes,
a year type thing?
Full service company. So we'll do everything from the mulch and pine straw to fixing and maintaining sprinkler systems, taking care of the flowers. And then any other enhancement projects they may have, from adding additional planting beds or, you know, we're basically nuts to bolts. We can take it from start to finish.
And then that's pretty much, let's say maybe I like cutting my lawn, but I don't like doing everything else. You're fine with just, you know, piecing that together, whatever the customer wants you to do.
Yes. As long as we maintain a weekly schedule, though, we also can have, we have an enhancement crews that could come out quarterly and just do cleanups and pruning as well.
And what about the chemicals you're spraying? I mean, is that something that you do too, or is
absolutely.
That out of your, okay?
And that's an important part to keep everything healthy and thriving.
And I guess it's probably better you do that, right? So you don't have to blame the other company, right? If something goes wrong with the yard, right?
Exactly.
It's he said, she
exactly.
said.
Well, Dan, you brought up a good point a few moments ago that things have changed. Now I remember, like in my neighborhood, everybody cut their own lawn. Everybody seeded, aerated their own lawn. Well, I think I'm the last of the Mohicans to take care of my lawn, because I look around, everybody's got a lawn service. So, you know, people have just gotten busy, or they just, you know, the culture has changed. And I would think that would be good for your business.
Oh, absolutely.
And have you seen a trend like that where people are just want their free time and they don't want to mess around with the lawn?
Yeah, and I think that's the key. I think everybody's so busy and working so hard that when they do have free time, a lot of times they don't want to spend it outside mowing their lawn.
Right. Well, that's true. I'm going to tell you, Jimmy, you didn't know this, but you know that was my first business. I had a lawn cutting business.
I did not know that.
All these years and you
somehow
didn't even know
I
that.
Can't see you behind a lawnmower sweating, Dan.
I just told you I don't even like doing it, but I had a business for about 2 years, me and my buddy, and it
cured you. You got cured from doing lawn work.
As soon as we got our driver's license, right, that was something. And again, this is a little different too, right? It used to be the neighborhood kids that would go out and
These kids don't want to do anything today.
Yeah, but you don't ever see, I shouldn't say there's none, but very seldom do you see kids going around the neighborhood cutting grass. And what could you get nowadays for your grass compared to back in my day?
Well, Dan, you know, I grew up in Florida, and you know how hot it is down in Florida down there, and the grass grows most all year long. And I can remember pushing an old Briggs & Stratton lawnmower. It was not self-propelled, by the way. Two or three blocks to go cut a lawn for $1.50, and doggone glad to have it. Used to fight with the other boys in the neighborhood to get that job.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, for me, when I was doing it, it was $10, you know, on a lot of these lawns. But man, I bet you that same lawn now is $50.
If you can't find any of the boys to do it, though.
You can. I'll tell you what, though. We got to make a transition with my boys. We got to figure out how to
get
them.
I'm sure your boys will be cutting the lawn.
Well, they'll be doing something. I can tell you that.
The other side of that is once you have one of those boys cut your lawn, you probably don't want them to cut your lawn again. Right, right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's true. It's hardest to get them off the computer and off the TV game stations.
I'm sure.
No question. That is an issue. But it is interesting how things have changed, and obviously to your benefit. But you know, one of your biggest issues is got to be just finding people to work for you. But you were telling me before we got started that because of your culture, you haven't had the problems a lot of people are having right now finding employees.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'd say employees are definitely a challenge, but I think having a strong culture helps to keep the turnover down and helps for recruiting. Your employees who are happy will help bring other quality people to your organization as well.
Right. Now, you have a kind of a, like you mentioned culture. It's interesting you've created a culture. Now, what would you say to our audience out there who's looking for somebody to take care of their lawn and everything else to do outside, and they don't know who to pick? Because, you know, there's a lot of people just jumping out there in a pickup truck with a magnetic sign.
Yes.
And they don't know if they don't know if somebody's going to come there and hurt themselves, and then their insurance is going to be responsible and all that. So what advice would you give to our audience how to choose a landscape contractor, a lawn service and all?
Well, you want to find someone, obviously, that's professional, that's represents themselves well, that has some licensing, some training, has good insurance, not, as we refer to, chuck in a truck.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of them in your industry out there doing that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You throw a shovel in the back of your truck or a lawnmower and you're a landscaper.
Right, right, right. So you got to separate the wheat from the chaff, right, Dan?
Well, you do. And I've gone through a little bit of this. I mean, Jim knows where I live. I live on a mountain, and the driveway is steep, and, you know, people would come out and they would just give me the highest price in the world. It was like they didn't want to do it, you know. And so, I mean, there were times too where we've had to have some people do some work that really we didn't even want to. We would have rather had a bigger company do it, but we had some breakdowns or some higher prices. And what you see, you know, the leaves come down, right? That's the toughest job at my house is clearing all these leaves. And it's dangerous, right? You're coming down the driveway walking or even driving with a vehicle. Those leaves get wet. You can't, you know, the tires are spinning, what have you. And, you know, there are certain things that just need to be done sometimes. And shoot, you can't even do it yourself if you don't have the right equipment at your house.
Well, you know what else, too? If you have trees, it's hard to get a good lawn going because the shade does not allow the grass to grow properly, right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
I mean, I put seed out there, and you know, the supposedly the seed that's good, fescue that's good for shade, and the grass is growing, looks great, and all of a sudden it just dies. And because I've got some maple trees and stuff in my yard, and you know, it's a shame that you can't have any trees. You either have the trees or you have the lawn. What's the answer? What do you do in situations like that, Kevin? Is there a solution at all to that?
Well, I think it's sunlight, really. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we can recommend is having sometimes selective pruning can help get enough sunlight, or choosing the right grass for the situation.
Mm-hmm. Is there a grass that will grow even though there may not be maximum sunlight, with like trees in the front yard?
Absolutely. Fescue, which is a cool season grass. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be put down in the fall. We're actually hitting the perfect season right now for seeding or sodding fescue lawns.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that's a good point in general, though, Jim, right? I mean, if you've got somebody good, and I would expect a reputable company to know what they're talking about, if you're having some problems, you know, maybe you cut some trees down, or maybe you do something different than you were doing before, as opposed to just leaving it the way it is. I mean, if you can find somebody that actually cares about your lawn, or cares about, you know, whatever is happening around the house, and can make some suggestions to you too to improve that lawn, that's the difference between the chuck and the truck guy too.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the knowledge, right? I have 3 landscape architects on staff, so they have the knowledge for plants and turf to know putting the right, it's all about putting the right thing in the right place for the right environment, and it will be successful.
And, yeah. And not just that too, I think the way things look, you know, I had a ton of work done at my house early on when I moved in, and we got a deal, right? We got a deal with a guy, but you know, he was plucking down things all over the place, and it just kind of looks a little on the mismatch side now. So I'm probably going to have to go back and remove some of this stuff and get it in the right place and get the right plants, to replace those.
Well, we're up against a break here, gentlemen, and you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we're here with Mr. Kevin Pollan of Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation, giving us tips and advice about our lawn and how we can make it look better and take care of it. You're listening to Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station in the home of Fox News Radio, Extra 106.3. We'll be right back.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. I'm going to remind you, you can tune in every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Extra 106.3. Not only Extra 106.3 FM, but we are simulcast. You can check us out on 12:30 a.m. if that be your desire. You can also check out our podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, and wherever your favorite source is for podcasts. The All Four Seasons Home Show is out there for you to check out. All our past shows, right, Dan?
That's right. If you if you've missed one, or maybe you've got a new project around the house you want to do, maybe check it out and see if we've had an expert can come on and make yourself a little.
And
more
we've had them all, haven't we?
We've had a lot. We haven't had them all. We will.
We'll have them all. Right. And you know, you can also check out the past shows, Dan, on the Extra 106.3 website. Just drop down the menu bar, or All Four Seasons Home Show. You'll see every show. So if somebody misses our current guest, Kevin Pollan of Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation, say, God, I wish I would have heard Kevin. I've heard of that company. I'm getting ready to do a landscape job. Hey, You didn't miss it. Go back, go to the website, go to the podcast. You can hear Kevin all year long. And speaking of Kevin, Kevin, welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Thank you so much.
Good great to have you. We had a great first segment for those of you just joining us. And this second segment's going to be even better, right, Dan?
That's right. We're going to talk some hardscaping here, John.
All right. And, what do we mean by hardscape for our audience there, Dan?
Well, the hardscape stuff is kind of what it sounds like, Jim. Something that's really hard. It's not like this table here, right? I mean, we're gonna put something in, not the grass and the flowers and the trees, but we're going to do some man-made objects, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's not too much that you don't do. You actually create environments, don't you, Kevin? That'd be a good way to put it.
Yes, absolutely. We try to create your backyard oasis.
I love it.
Yeah,
thus the name Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation. I love it.
Yeah, well, you know what? That really does transform a backyard, but really transforms somebody's house, and we're all kind of moving towards, doing things outside, whether it's your decks or your pools or your patios, whatever, backyards. I think we're all just staying home. And I don't know if it's the virus, Jim, or whatever it is, but it just seems like we're all staying home.
We're all cocooning.
Yeah, we're all home a lot more. And I got to believe your business has been pretty strong throughout this because in the hardscape arena because of what's gone on the last year and a half.
Yes.
Well, landscape's more than cutting your grass, planting some flowers, and that type of thing, right? I mean, you talk about some of the things that you get into because, you do it all. And I'd love to let our audience hear all your services because you've got an incredible company.
Well, thank you very much. And we're definitely seeing over the last 18 months people are staying at home, and therefore they want to enjoy their space. So we're creating a lot of outdoor patios. If we don't have level spaces and we need to create retaining walls to create level spaces, we can do so. The fire pits and the outdoor kitchens have been very popular lately. Nothing better than having a little entertainment with your friends and be able to do some barbecue, have a nice seated area. We also can do pergolas. So if you've got a lot of sun and you want to create a little outdoor shaded areas, we can create a beautiful pergola. Build a fireplace in there if you'd like, or we set up TVs. Just recently, we just finished a project where it was a raised deck. They had a backyard that was not level, so we built them a flat deck, put a beautiful 14x20 cedar pergola with a nice, pretty tongue and groove ceiling, dropped a couple ceiling fans, put some heaters for the winter, did an outdoor kitchen on it, so it had a green egg, it had a pizza oven and a barbecue grill, and then put a television in it. So for fall football, to have your buddies over, smoke a cigar, drink some beer, cook some food, and watch your favorite football game. I don't think anything
you
better than that.
You've obviously been at Dan's house on a weekend.
Hey, it's not that nice. I need to have them out, but I'll tell you what, I'm sure they're going to enjoy that this weekend coming up.
We got the football
in full effect now.
You got the perfect property, though. There's a lot of potential over there on your property, Dan.
It does. We got to get rid of the jungle gym, and that's going to open up some room for the adults.
And the mini baseball diamond.
Yeah, I don't think I have that much room. We do, like my house, though, I do have a little mini golf green in the back, though, too. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things that can be done. And really, what's your flavor, right? I mean,
exactly.
Which way do you want to go? I mean, you could put fridges out there and stoves and you name it, right?
You the can barbecue. Go crazy, absolutely. But, it's whatever works for each individual by how they're going to use it. Is the key.
Yeah, the pools, right? You're working around pools. You guys don't do pools, but I think you mentioned you do work closely with another company.
We do. So we work closely with designing. My architects will help design the pool and then incorporate everything outdoors around it. And then we can handle the whole project. We bring the pool company in to do their part, and then we take it from there and finish it off. And then working in conjunction allows everything to just be very cohesive. And everything will work and fit well together.
Well, one thing he mentioned that people don't think about, there's guys that will come in there and they'll throw up this and throw up that in your backyard. But Kevin mentioned how important drainage is because you can really have a lot of problems, erosion, backwater, everything else. Right, Kevin? Let's
Absolutely.
Talk about how important drainage is. to plan ahead of. There's a lot of planning before you step foot in their backyard,
especially
right?
in Atlanta.
Right. Well, look at the rains we've been having over the last
year. And the topography, right?
Right.
It's not a flat place.
No, it's not. And drainage is huge. It's definitely one of the first things we address. Because if you don't have a dry space, you don't have an outdoor space usable, right?
Right, right,
And
right.
like Jim talked about the erosion, I dealt with it. It took us years, and the previous homeowner had even worked on some of this, and it's just, you've got to really watch where that water is running to and figure out a really good plan to, you know, divert that water away from the house and just get it out of the way where it's just not ruining things, you know, when it does rain really hard, because we do get some really hard rains here.
We do, and water can be very destructive. No question.
I know it for sure. Any other type things that you guys are doing that maybe we haven't talked about?
I think outdoor lighting is something that I really enjoy. It's bringing the landscape alive in the evening. So many of us do work and not be home till after dark, and doing outdoor lighting is something I love to do. I have a full lighting system at my house where it's just so nice to leave and come back and the whole place lit up for beauty. It's beauty, it's security. There's a lot of benefits to outdoor lighting.
And there's an art form to it, too. Again, I feel like I'm a broken record here, Jim, but I've had to piece so many things together. And if you don't pick the right company to do things, you're just doing it again. And it's really frustrating to come back 2 years later, 3 years later, and spend that money again for trying another company to get it done the right way. And that, you know, that can happen with our lights. That happened, you know, lights breaking down, not put in the right spot. We just didn't love it even to start. And now we're backtracking and trying right. to get things like that accomplished again. So I think it's really important when you pick a company that, A, knows what they're doing, but B, they can think about all of these things, how it's going to look at the end. You really got to understand what the end game is on all of this to get it done right. And if you start mixing and matching with different companies, you end up with a lot of stuff I've been dealing with.
Well, a common nightmare is have somebody come in there. They get a really good deal. They get some cheap guys to come in there and do some landscape. They got the flowers. They got the plants. They, oh, look, my yard looks so nice, and I got it done so cheaply. And then they find out that it wasn't the right plant in the right place at the right season and all that, and everything just goes away. And I bet you run into that all the time, don't you?
We do, absolutely.
Going there trying to fix situations like that?
Right. And when we hear, yeah, I got a deal, and then we at the end say, well, how much of a deal did you really get?
Right, because everything dies.
So much easier to do it right the first time.
Yeah, that's where expertise and guidance is important. It's not. There's a lot more to this than what people think, and that's why, if you're thinking about anything, you need to get a hold of a company. We would all Four Seasons Home Show recommends Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation. Talk to them, Kevin. Do you go out, or do you have other people that go out and
I have. Four other people that go out and consult, but I also do it a little bit as well. It's I enjoy is being out meeting.
Well, I can
customers.
Tell you have a passion just by the way you notice that, Dan, just by the way he talks about his company. I know he enjoys what he's doing.
Well, you have to, and listen, I know this too, right? One of the things you were just about to say to you enjoy going out and talking with a customer, and as a business owner, right, you pass along you do everything at one time, right? And so you're having to pass things along to the next person. But sometimes you really enjoyed some of those things that you find. And for me, it was the same thing. Selling the garage doors, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed being on the road. Meeting people. And then after a while, right, you got to sit in the office and deal with all the problems instead of going out and talking to customers and having some fun and some creativity, right?
Absolutely. I love being out on the job sites, watching the construction going on and seeing it after it's completed. That's what I enjoy the most.
And it keeps your hand on the pulse of the trends and what's going on, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because things change. I mean, look how your business has evolved over the years.
Yes.
Start out with landscaping, irrigation, and I bet you never dreamed in the early days you'd be doing kitchens and pools. And
no, not at all. Not at all. But it's we love it. We love being able to come out and handle a whole project and watch a vision come to life and see how much the clients enjoy what we build.
It's kept it interesting, hasn't it? It's kept the fire going. The eye of the tiger, right?
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Well, after 32 years, you need to have something that keeps that passion going, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, that for what you do, that is a nice part, right? Where you see it at the end, you can see this big project coming together where, you know, listen, on the garage doors, we did Jim's garage door recently, and he loved it. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, you don't get to hear that from a lot of people, right? The installer goes in, it's done. The installer might get to hear about it or whatever, but, you know, as the owner, sometimes you don't get some of that satisfaction unless you're getting the 5-star ratings and, you know, you're reading things like that. And
sure.
I'm sure you've got all kinds of those.
Absolutely. You know. We get plenty of reviews, but there's nothing more exciting than being out, being face-to-face with the client and seeing their passion and how thrilled they are with the outcome.
I have a great question for you. How has the green movement affected your business over the years?
I think it's helped. Absolutely. I think everything going more green, it's being more sustainable. That's been the key, right? And trying to bring in more native stuff, trying to keep things what grow here, do well here, and it's all about sustainability.
How about the insecticides, the fertilizers, the chemicals? Have you had to adjust that over the years, or
absolutely?
Is that more of a perception than reality?
No, there's definitely been some changes. I think the EPA certainly takes a look at some of those chemicals, and we try to use as little chemical as possible. But if you're going to control weeds and you're going to control insects, unfortunately, that's part of it. And
I bet you were the nemesis of kudzu, aren't you, Kevin?
Oh, kudzu.
Oh, God, that damn kudzu, Dan.
It's hard to treat, let me tell you. It goes crazy.
Is it still as big a problem as that? You know, I remember hearing about this 25 years ago.
Check out the woods in the back of my house.
Yes, absolutely.
We're removing tons of it.
Even worse than it was before. I mean, not getting better, staying the same.
I think it's getting worse.
Getting worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you get it all over a tree. Nothing will kill a tree faster than kudzu choking it out.
You know, that's another thing, talking about trees. I mean, is that something you do, is cutting down trees, or do you work with a company?
We work with a company, but someone that we trust and know that does a great job, that's insured like we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
licensed, bonded, insured, all that, right?
Absolutely, that's important. We never want to put any of our subs or ourselves on a property without the proper workers' comp and general liability. For protection of ourselves and the client.
And that's
sure.
What people need to realize when they're looking at cost is you may think you're getting a cheap deal, but it could cost you a fortune in the end, right, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine if some damage happened or someone got hurt on your property, that could be catastrophic.
Right, Dan,
I've done it all on my property. We've cut so many trees. I mean, I keep bringing it up, but it's a big piece of land, and being on a mountain is really, you know, I mean, we have views, right? So you want to have your views, and you got to, listen, I had a tree company, and, you know, that I had in there, and at first I cut the trees down, and it was amazing how fast they grew back, but the last time I did it, it was, you know, I thought I was dealing with somebody I really knew, and you know, by the time they got done, they just left the trees down there, and that's it. We're done for the day. And you know, I dealt with the manager that was out there, and he's, oh yeah, I'll get those. I'll get them cut out and stacked. And then he doesn't do it, and you go back to the owner, and he's calling me a liar. And you know, before you know it, you got, yeah, there goes that tree guy, right?
I mean, right, so, exactly. And now you're left with what's
I had to call somebody else back out and spend a couple $1,000 more in that situation. Another thing that we've dealt with before, but I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse or not. What about ponds and waterfalls?
Yeah, absolutely. They it's funny. They kind of go in cycles or in trends. And, you know, the ponds have been not as big lately for some reason. We're seeing so much more of the outdoor patios and the kitchens and whatnot. But there's nothing greater than having the sound of some water falling over some rocks. I mean, it's so peaceful.
And what do they call those big goldfish, Kai?
The koi fish. I used to have a koi pond at my last house. Loved it. It's a lot of fun.
And you really got to watch the PS levels, all that kind of stuff, right, with these, especially if you're going to keep fish in there. And,
right. Absolutely. And the predators, the herring and the beavers. I had a beaver wipe out half my fish one time. I had to bring in a trapper. Unbelievable.
Wow.
There's a lot that goes into this stuff, and I know with that, you know, with all that, there's a lot that goes into knowing how to treat this stuff the right way. There's pumps in there. There's all kinds of things that you're putting in these ponds that, you know, again, if you want real living creatures in there, you're gonna have to put a little work and a little maintenance too on that.
Correct. And a little money up front. It's not cheap, depending on how serious you really want to get with the fish.
Yeah.
Have some fun, just throw some goldfish in there. But when you get into koi, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, you purchased quite a few acres up in North Georgia, some beautiful property. I know you have your ideas about developing it with a pond and some other features and stuff. It sounds like...
And I don't know. This was maybe like a 5-acre one, which again, I don't know if that's the kind of thing that you're doing. But is that something that you would do?
No, I think that'd probably get a little outside of our wheelhouse. Yeah. Something of that. That's not a pond. That's a lake.
Right. That's getting closer to a lake, doing something like that. But we've got some fresh spring water. I'd like to make it a little bit bigger and maybe get some fish in there and.
Sounds like the boys can
go down there and do a little fishing.
There you go.
So
get it stocked with some bass or some.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Trout.
How do you see, I'm curious, we ask every guest this, how has the virus, the pandemic affected your business or has it affected it?
I believe it's helped us tremendously. It's had people at home more, which has had them notice more things that they don't like about the house or issues that they weren't aware of before, or realizing they're not vacationing right now. So if they're going to spend time at home, they want a place or a space that they can enjoy more.
And they have the money too, because they couldn't travel, right? I mean,
absolutely.
There's a lot of pent up savings because of what went on. And I think people decided to put that into their house, right? They're not going to the ball games and the concerts and the vacations and all those things that cost a lot of money usually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, if you're staying at home more, you're going to want, you realize, wow, I wish I had this or I'd love to have that. And where if you weren't home much and you were going to the ball games, the concerts and the travel, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal before.
Yeah.
But I think this virus is kind of going to change how we do a lot of things moving mm-hmm. forward, potentially.
You know, we had GHT Technologies, which was formerly known as Georgia Home Theater, on our show. Eric Joy, I don't know if you ever worked with them, but he was talking about, remember Dan, about how it helped his business. Everybody's with the smart homes and the audio and the video and all the things that people are investing in because they're spending more time at home.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I think too, we kind of got out. I mean, you got bored. I remember early on, right? I was cleaning my garage floor. I mean, that would have never taken place ever if that didn't happen. But you're going and doing some things that you didn't do, and you aren't taking notice of those things. And again, even on the garage door side of things, right? Some people notice how bad their garage door looked, and they were getting things like that replaced too. It's been really incredible. A lot of the home service businesses, how busy they've all been in the last year and a half. And I think people do realize some of the things, like, we can't get certain products, and I don't know if that's happened to you with what you do. I mean, are you having any supply chain issues?
We are. We're getting it, but time's a lot slower. We're finding that natural stone, modular block, different products are being sold faster than the manufacturers can manufacture it. We're seeing plants that used to be very readily available. Now you're at needing 2-4 weeks lead time to get them to fill your orders. Straight from growers, because again, they're so busy.
And then on top of that, I'm sure you got the price increases too, like everybody else.
Absolutely.
Right?
We've seen multiple price increases this year.
I just gave a garage door price to one of my, to a custom builder, a guy we've done work with, haven't probably done anything for him in 8 or 10 months. And, man, I was almost embarrassed to give him the price. It was so high, and I had to tell him what was going on. But it is amazing if you do know what the price was before, how much more expensive it is now. Now I know there's some people out there that hadn't shopped it before, so they just don't know what the price is, so they don't realize how expensive everything has gotten here lately.
Yes, absolutely. So better to do something sooner than later, for sure.
Well, that's
we
right.
see it's not. I don't think it's going to slow down.
I don't think that price is coming back. That's just right. Funny. I can remember another customer. Oh, I'll do it when the prices come down. It's like, These prices aren't coming down.
No.
If anything,
they're going to continue to climb.
That's right.
Slowly.
I would definitely expect them to go off. It's you're better off doing it right now than you will be a year from now. I can just about promise you that.
And absolutely.
It is not going down. These prices are not going down. You might get something like a gas or some commodity stuff that, you know, fluctuates. But when you're dealing with, you know, these manufacturers, right, they're not going to come down on the price. I
mean, no, just, their labor's going up, all their costs, their raw materials are going up, and everyone's got to pass that
wages,
along.
Gas, all that stuff, right?
Everything.
I mean, it's a kind of a perfect storm right now. That's ever since February, that's what's been going on.
Well, hitchhiking on that thought, Kevin, where do you see the future of your industry? What do you see happening here in the future?
I think it'll continue to keep growing, for mm-hmm. sure.
Any specific trends that you see on the horizon that may not be that popular now, but are going in that way, you think, in that direction? If you had to predict what the consumer is going to go for?
I think the outdoor living is going to continue to grow more and more. I think the pool industry is going to continue to grow more and more. Mm-hmm. That's where I see it. And with the labor challenges, that's going to be the biggest thing for companies like us that right. are very labor intensive in everything we do
right.
is going to continue to be challenges. So we're going to have to continue to do training and keep trying to grab people out of the college to try to bring them into our industry, which is, you know, being harder and harder.
It is. It's harder and harder, but I'm going to tell you what I think, or I would hope, and I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we really need a lot of these people that are going to college that really don't want to go to college, but they're just expected to go to college, and that's just what you're supposed to do. But in the trades industries in general, there's a lot of money to be made, a lot of job security, and I think that's it, where we were talking about prices going up too. I mean, even besides the products, just the labor, that
right.
you just have to pay more and more to get people
absolutely.
To do it.
Right.
You want to keep your good people, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You're going to have to increase their wages or they're going to go somewhere else.
Correct. I never would have dreamed of what some of the technicians and the foremen are making right. today. Right. 10, even 5 years ago, would have never dreamed it got where it is.
It would blow people away if
yes,
they knew
would.
What they were making.
Well,
we're
up against the break, gentlemen. Forgive me for interrupting you, but you were here. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. We're here with Kevin Pollan of Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation. Kevin's going to be right back in our last segment with more tips and advice that are going to help you make great decisions about your lawn and your outdoor living. Don't go away.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and it's been a great show so far. We're here with Kevin Pollan of Oasis Landscapes and Irrigation, talking about all things to do, not just with your plants and your trees and your lawn and your flowers, but outdoor living itself. You know, the kitchens, the fire pits, the pools, I mean, the outdoor lighting. I mean, Oasis does it all, and they've been around since 1989, believe me. They're the people you can trust, licensed, bonded, insured. They're the ones that know what they're doing. So this is our last segment. It's a short one, Dan, so we want to get right into it. You had a question for Kevin, right?
Yeah, what about for the do-it-yourselfers? What are some of the things that, as far as maintaining your lawn and your trees and your bushes? What are some tips that you can maybe give them that's going to help them you know, to maintain
certainly
some things.
Well, right now we're right up on the time for seeding and aerating. So a good tip, if you're going to rent an aerator, make sure you go across your yard. We crisscross it and do two passes instead of one. Do a good high-quality seed, maybe instead of Home Depot. Consider going to one of the professional companies that like a SiteOne or a Ewing, where you can get a little higher quality seed and then spread some good wheat straw and make sure you water it daily for about 10 days.
And that's for if you're just trying to grow grass?
Absolutely. Or if you've got an existing fescue lawn, typically they get beat up pretty good through the summer. So usually every year we recommend aerating and overseeding.
And you overseed that, okay.
And the fall is the time you want to do that.
You know, I knew a neighbor that wanted to save a couple dollars. He wanted to aerate himself, so he went and rented a U-Haul trailer, which costs money. He put the big aerator on. They brought it back, and he tried to aerate his lawn. He spent 6 weeks at a chiropractor.
Wow. Yeah.
Those aerators, I mean, you know, if you're not used to knowing how to do them, Dan, have you ever used an aerator, one of those mechanical?
They
no,
will beat
don't
you.
Try
I've seen them.
Do not try
I've seen
this
plenty
at home.
In action, though.
Oh, Jim. I'm telling you. They,
yeah,
they,
get they will beat you
yeah.
up.
What
yeah,
about...
Yeah.
I know Bermuda and Zoysia is a, you know, two very popular grasses here as well. What should we be thinking about if we have that as our lawn? I mean, how are we maintaining them? I'm assuming we're still using the aerator. And
right. We would do a summer aeration probably once every 2 or 3 years. That's just to help keep the ground from getting so compacted. We'd still want to maintain it through the growing season, mowing it regularly. And as we get closer to the first frost, when it'll start shutting down, maybe let it come up a little higher. A lot of times we'll set our mower heights up one notch just to keep it a little thicker, a little taller, so it can withstand if we get a super cold winter.
Okay.
And then you're ready. And
yeah,
then,
if you cut it too low, the roots don't have a chance to grow as deep. Is that a myth or is that true?
No, that's true. Absolutely. And the cold, you know, you can definitely get what we call winter burn on the warm season grasses. You'll, your zoysia comes out of dormancy and you've got brown patches, and a lot of times that's just winter burn.
And I know they're fairly similar grasses, but what is the difference between a zoysia and a Bermuda?
A zoysia is going to be your Mercedes of grass. It's a much thicker, plusher lawn, and it doesn't need near as much sunlight. It can do well with 4 hours of sunlight, where your Bermuda grass is really a full sun. It wants 7 to 9 hours of sunlight. So if you got an all day sunlight, the zoysias will take it, but the Bermudas love that. The zoysias, though, can only take a minimum of 4 hours sun, where the Bermuda would not do well. It gets super thin. So if you've got trees and you're seeing your Bermuda getting really thin, it's probably not getting the sunlight it needs.
Okay, so would you, so Bermuda, you would just use for kind of more just a completely open lawn.
Absolutely.
And the zoysia, if you've got a few more trees in there, that's interesting.
Right.
What about pruning, things like that, taking care of trees and bushes? What's some tips?
Most of our pruning through this growing season, we'll do light pruning. But in the wintertime, you've got a bush that's really way too high and you want to really cut it in half. You want to wait till January, February to do that, so we don't put the bush into a shock. If we do that in the middle of the summer, you're shocking it. It'll defoliate and it very well could die. So if you want to do any major plant reductions in height, you're much better off to wait till January, February. The other advantage is closer to spring, you won't see just sticks for so long, because you cut a bush in half, all you're seeing sticks. Do that in February, and then by March, April, it flushes right back out. So it'll be pretty much quicker, and it won't stress it out near as much.
That's some very good advice.
These are all
there.
Great tips.
Yeah, these are great. What about with trees? Anything with trees as far as planting them? Again, maybe talking a little sunlight, and I'm sure that matters depending on what type of tree we're talking about, but what kind of tips?
Our recommendation on trees is to plant them anywhere from fall through early winter. Just to, again, it's more in a semi-dormant state. It'll take much better. It won't stress. When you plant trees in the summer, especially depending on what they are, but a lot of people love dogwoods. Dogwoods are just a tree I'd only plant September through February. When we get into May, June, they go into shock. They just can't handle that kind of heat.
So it's a spring and fall thing, and no summer, no winter.
You're okay in the wintertime.
You are in the winter?
Yeah, absolutely. What I like, though, in the fall is that it's still got leaves on it. You know the tree's healthy going in, and it's got 6, 8, 9 months before we're back to summertime. So it's got plenty of time to establish its roots before we hit the stress of the heat.
And what are some of your favorite trees that you just think look good? I mean, that you are recommending a lot.
Love the maples that turn so beautiful red and yellow in the wintertime. I love the red buds, which are like the big heart-shaped leaves. They're also the first tree to bloom in the spring, which is a purple bloom, which is very pretty. And dogwoods. You can't be in Georgia and not love dogwoods.
Right.
What was I going to say? What about the different plants like ground cover? I know that's talking about my own yard a little bit, but we got to do some different ground covers. What ground covers do you like for being effective for the region as well as looking good?
Asiatic jasmine is a wonderful ground cover if you've got a lot of sun. And periwinkle is one that's great if you have a lot of shade. So those are two ground covers that'll help stop erosion and help cover areas so that you may not have to spread as much pine straw or mulch if you got big open areas like that.
Well, these are awesome tips, and we're running out of time here. We want to make sure we can get you, make sure people can contact you, and also I think you got a special for us.
I do. So if you'll reach out to us and tell us that you heard us on the show, we'll give a 10% discount up to $500. And the best way to reach us would be either calling us at 770-913-9033 or looking us up on our website at oasislandscapes.com.
Well, Kevin Paul of Oasis Landscapes Irrigation, you've been fantastic. Promise me you'll come back again later in the year.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so
it's
much for having
me. It's been a pleasure having you. I know this is a busy time for you. Dan, it's been another great show. For those of you, just a reminder, you can tune in every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news talk station and the home of Fox News Radio. Also hear us on 12:30 a.m. We're simulcast. Check out our podcasts. Check out the former shows on the Extra 106.3 website. And take care of yourself. Make sure you get your information. Tune in every week because Dan brings the best people on here that's going to give you tips and advice how to save money, make good buying decisions, and not get ripped off. Have a good week.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.